Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I strongly encourage the United States to give Ukraine a special security and defense status, which reflects the highest level of interaction with non-NATO allies.
That's Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko speaking to a rare joint session of Congress today and asking for something like NATO member status. And we want to get the view on that from Kiev. Olga Bielkova is a member of the Ukrainian parliament. She's with us now. Olga, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Glad to be back with you.
And what did it mean to you to hear that from President Poroshenko and to have him visit the United States and speak before Congress?
Well, first of all, I'm very proud of his visit, very kind welcoming of his visit, both in Canada and in the U.S. Secondly, I can only say that I strongly encourage American audience and American political elite to listen to Mr. Poroshenko's plea of supporting Ukraine by giving this status. I think it's a very special attempt in stopping war in Ukraine.
Well, and even as Mr. Poroshenko was traveling to the U.S., the fighting continued on the ground back home. A dozen people killed in the eastern part of Ukraine yesterday. What are things like at this point in the east?
Well, it's hard for me to comment because we are very happy. We have some hope that the recent loss will actually contribute to peacemaking process. There is a new set of negotiations which are about to start in Minsk. So we do have some hope, but unfortunately you are right. But, 12 people or 20 people are not hundreds of people as it was a few weeks ago. So we have some optimism, but unfortunately some news are very sad.
Well, and perhaps when you talk about new laws, you're speaking about a new law just passed this week that gives more autonomy to pro-Russian rebels in the east. That was a law that was praised by Russia, but a top rebel essentially rejected the law, saying it was a starting point, but we do not accept any political unions with Ukraine. So where does that leave things?
Well, that's exactly the point. You know, those who are running these groups of terrorists, they are not representing what real people from Donetsk and Lugansk want. People from Donetsk and Lugansk, they want peace, they want water, and they want their kids to go to school. And this is not what terrorists want. They don't want to negotiate. They don't want any peace with Ukraine.
This all started last year after the former Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, decided not to sign that agreement that had been under negotiation to strengthen ties with the European Union. He was making more of a move toward Russia. That started those protests in the Maidan Square in Kiev. Do you think that you're better off today in Ukraine than you would have been if people had just accepted what Yanukovych had done?
Ukraine is fighting for freedom, not for 20 years, but for the last 300 years. And we've seen in our history ups and downs. But I think this time, with the help of our international partners, we are very close. Unfortunately, we had to pay very high price, which we all regret. But there is nothing which will stop our determination to be part of European family. And I'm positive that with all the attempts by President Poroshenko and the current parliament and new parliament, we will succeed.
Olga Bielkova is a member of the Ukrainian parliament speaking with us from Kiev. Olga, thanks again.
Thank you.